everyone's like, well, you know, where do you make any money? I really do want to reiterate the point that anyone with a web presence who's trying to say or sell something could use one of these. And once you start to realize that, you know, the world's your oyster, because there's not one singular way of telling a story with audio and sound. It's incredibly open. There's no rules. It's so young that if I were 20, I think I'd probably find it fantastically exciting, alternatively terrifying at the same time. But then a lot of things are when you're 20, you know. But there's just enormous potential. It's no good now looking towards the printed editorial market for any sort of sustenance in terms of income. It's just not going to happen.
What do you think the future is? I mean, in terms of print, it doesn't seem to be picking up, is it?
Well, it doesn't seem to be picking up, but I imagine it will settle down. Unfortunately, most of the major print publishers just put profit before content, really, and they just got a bit greedy, and it's a great shame, because I absolutely love newspapers. I started in newspapers, and they're sort of in my blood, really, and it's a shame to watch them be devalued so much. But they won't disappear. Things will just shift around, like we say, you know, shift online, shift over there, shift over here. Some of them will go, and the ones that are worth keeping will keep, hopefully, you know.
Brilliant. So anyone listening, especially people in my sort of age group, is all about money, isn't it?
Mm.
So as you said before, just to kind of go back again, you know, if you want to, there is, you know, scope to make money in this in this audio slideshow industry. What you need to do then, as you're saying, is to start from a fresh build up and then create a portfolio, and hopefully, you know, somebody will then pick you up and commission you to work for them.
Yeah, hopefully. You won't find people phoning you up generally asking you to do it. It's a bit young, but what you will find is that it's possible to persuade people that this is the way to go, because from a client's perspective, and this is incredibly important, from a client's perspective, it's generally almost universally cheaper than video, quicker to produce, has a smaller footprint from the producer, as in just one person can get the whole story. That's how I work. It's me with one camera and a little handheld voice recorder. I mean, a good one, but it's still handheld, and so there's just me in this, in an environment which is a very small footprint. And from the perspective again of the client, you, if you're shooting stills, you can provide them, depending on the job and whether they want it, with an archive of high quality stills images that you can license for other uses. And that's been really successful for us. You can't do that with video at all. You know, you can shoot a video, but then you're not able to say, well, look, here's 500 high res files that you can run across any print media or advertising, whatever else you want to do. You can't do that with video. So, you know, there's ways to think about and use the power of the still image as well.
Oh, that's very interesting, actually. So when you do it, you just kind of, say if you do it for, I don't know, you know, one company, then you then give them that picture. Do they buy the license of you, or
we negotiate. They have the rights to use the piece in the way that they decided initially, which would be online, almost universally, and then we'll have a discussion about what they might want to use the stills pictures for.
Okay. But the copyright will be yours. The
copyright's always mine, and should always stay with the creator. And then you just license the use of those stills beyond that. Not everybody goes for that, but it's certainly something that you, that's a unique selling point for this medium.
Definitely. Okay, so, well, I'm going to then hopefully build up, as you said, I'm going to take your advice, and I hope that other people do take your advice. You know, just build up, create a love for it, you know, just kind of keep that love and passion for this going, explore the area a bit more, and then once my portfolio is built up, you know, I can then, you know, persuade some clients, as you say, to let them do something.
Indeed.